Welcome back to Section 3. Sir, Chota Rajan and Daud, especially Daud, has been actually, taking our country to ransom on various fronts. Sir, my first question to you is, how did Daud get away from India?
This was way back in 1984, where he was a nobody. He was doing a very, very small type of crimes. And he had begun his shootouts with Pathan gang, Samad Khan and various other things. And in one of these cases, he got a bail and he jumped bail and ran away to Dubai. That could have been a strategy taught to him, or it has come to be to him naturally. I don't know. I can't go back. And because he went and got ensconced in a foreign country like Dubai, later in Karachi, where the enemy country is protecting him with the army and the ISI and all other things, he has been taking our country to ransom. So if he was here, he wouldn't have done all these things. But he is finding a safeguard in a foreign country, particularly an enemy country. We can't go and do any operation in a neighboring country, particularly so in Karachi or maybe in Dubai.
Would he be able to get out of India if he didn't have political and administrative help?
At that time, no, he was too small a fellow. Let us put it very, very frankly.
Sir, but
listen, he didn't have that aura at the time of being a great fellow and this, that and all that. He is 1955 born and 1984, he is less than 30. I hope you understand what I'm saying.
Yes.
He was not the great kind of a thing which the cinemas and books have made him out to be now. Now, at the age of 62 or whatever it is, he's whatever he is. He's a moneyed man, much wanted, he's a big criminal and things like that. But at that time, he was one of those fellows. A lot of people have run away from criminal justice. For example, this Kishore Garikapati, latest fellow, he produced fake parole papers and vanished. Nobody is finding out about him. Like, there are a lot of criminals who have gone away from the criminal justice system by doing some fake papers and things like that. This fellow went there and made it big money-wise. So he's being remembered. Otherwise, there are a lot of people.
He's also being remembered because he has damaged India.
He has damaged Mumbai and India to
the maximum.
Maximum. I agree.
I think single-handedly he has done more against India.
I agree. But that all happened in the year 1992-93. He ran away in 1984.
Sir, the sheer fact that we couldn't get him back, the sheer fact that we couldn't get him killed, the sheer fact that we couldn't do anything against him, and he doing everything possible, and I repeat, he has caused more damage to our country than even an enemy country. Isn't that shameful for starters? And isn't there a larger picture to this?
You know, all this is beyond the realm of an individual called Sivanandan.
Absolutely.
What
absolutely.
Sivanandan has been told is, this is your area, this is where you implement law and what can do. But if I imagine that I should take upon myself to go to Karachi and do this, that and all, it's not my job, not my this. But if it is for the government and for the others, and what is the thought process of the government and what all happened to them, I'm sure they would have done, they would have attempted, they have done their best. US has declared him as one of the most wanted drug-related criminal in the world. So nothing has happened in there. Like Abbottabad, they could come with three helicopters and take him away. It has not happened. So that way, I am not here to explain as to what went wrong with the government of Maharashtra or the government and all that. I will confine that my limited job on how you could do that. Dawood could have been done. So many things could have been done and all that. I'm sure they have done that. They have done that. Maybe they didn't succeed.
I was just asking your opinion. Sir, again, my question is it possible that if India wanted, he couldn't have been brought back?
From any other country, yes, it's possible. But in a country like Pakistan, where 2611 is not admitted by them in spite of loads of evidence, 93 bomb blasts they are not accepting, and Pathankot, Uri, Nagrota, all these places they are saying that your boys have done and you are putting it on us. If that kind of a blatant denial is what they are living with, it's very difficult for anyone to go there and do.
He went to Pakistan as late as 1998, if I'm...
No, 93, after the blast. March 12th, 1993.
93.
That is the time he went.
Sir, from 84 to 93. 84 to 93, when he was in Dubai, Dubai was not very anti-S.
True, but at that time, he hadn't done this dastardly attack on Mumbai of a blast. And he would have done maximum smuggling of gold and various other things, and maybe a few murders which he had done earlier, Samad Khan and various other things. That's about it. He was not this master terrorist as we describe him to be now. So that between the government of India and government of Dubai, if there was extradition treaty and various other efforts, we could have definitely tried.
Sir, as the DGP Maharashtra, as ex-DGP Maharashtra, as ex-CP Mumbai, Daud and people like Chhota Rajan has been constantly claiming in media and constantly making, I don't know whether it is true, false, otherwise, but constantly claiming in media that they have moles in the government, they have moles in the police force. They have been, Chhota Rajan has made a claim that, you know, some officers he named, let us not name them, and said that, you know, unko do tarah se pagar milta hai. They get money from the government and I pay them every month. Sir, is that true?
The point is, these media needs TRP. They need not entertain the so-called saintly terrorists who are protecting the government and the country. Our government and Bharat can protect itself. We need not take resort to the help of a gangster like that.
Correct.
Second is, they have to keep the myth of they being larger than life alive. So the media helps them in that. Suddenly saying that I come here incognito, do some puja and go away, or so-and-so is listening to me and this kind of a thing, moles and all that. If he has named the people, who I don't know who he has named, why no departmental action or any proof nothing was proved against him and action was taken.
Which is my question, sir.
Which is your question? The answer is that there is no definite proof. Wherever we had proof, we had dismissed people. During my time, yes, one officer inspector in the crime branch was dismissed under 311 because he was speaking to Chota Shakil. Wherever possible, we have eliminated the officers who had had links with these people, and we need proof for that.
Sir, how many officers has been eliminated in your knowledge? In your knowledge, I'm not even asking you for statistics.
In my knowledge, in that 3 years, definitely a constable who lived in that compound, Crawford Market compound, was dismissed. Another inspector who was in the crime branch was dismissed under 311, Mr. Mendonca's time. This it happened. And many other people have been. Later on, so many officers have come into difficulty. Moin Khan and various others. So much has happened during the other CP's time. I have not come prepared to say how many police officers were dismissed under this. But elimination, this is the only department, I want to set your record right, this is the only department where the self-correcting mechanism works over time.
Sir, what do we do in Mumbai police for self-correction?
Corruption
has not gone down.
Yeah.
Sir, people, our own Mumbai police staff, the infrastructure that they got 10 years, 20 years, 30 years, 40 years back, the infrastructure is as bad as what it was 40 years back even today.
Correct.
Equipments are bad.
Correct.
Working conditions are worst.
Yes.
Sir, what has changed? Where is the self-correction?
You know, as far as eliminating the criminality and corrupt elements is concerned, there is an anti-corruption bureau which is working overtime. The highest number of cases they are making out are from the police department. Year after year, the statistics comes to a limelight in the press. So it is much easier for anti-corruption bureau to catch their own brethren, that is the police department. So that is a self-corrupting mechanism.
Sir,
one minute.
Sorry.
Also, evidence-based departmental proceeding where people are reduced in rank and where people are taken to task and various other things, denial of medal and place of posting and various things are happening. So this is a department which is flagging itself endlessly, where we want to give an image that we are above board and our people are not trendy. In spite of that, if things are happening, then we have to really agree that where else corruption is not existing. I want to ask you a counter question. Which other department doesn't have corruption at all?
Of course.
Police is also part of the same society, and there has to be a giver for a taker to take the money.
I am of the opinion that police probably is the lesser corrupt than others. I am not disputing that.
Correct.
My point, sir, is as follows. Sir, we spoke about ACB. Sir, Anti-Corruption Bureau, in the last 5 years, if you check all their records, sir, 80%, in fact, what 80%? Much more than 80%, I don't have the figures, but it is definitely more than 80% of people who they have caught and have taken actions on, especially from the police force, have been PSI and below. Okay, there are two things that we are concluding thereof. What they are concluding is senior officers are not corrupt or they are above law.
Not that way. They have not been able to collect evidence to nab. Listen, I want to tell you, it is not true. What you're telling is I disagree violently with you. There is an officer called A.K. Jain in 1982 back.
Yes.
And he's been dismissed.
Yes.
And he's been convicted. His wife has been convicted. So how can you say senior officers have not been taken to
One person in
No, there are many. I'm not able to give you names. There are many who have lost the jobs. There are many who have been put on the side burner. And there are many who have been taken to through the coals. I am offhand, through your grilling, one name comes to my mind, I am telling you. There are a lot of others who have been taken to task.
Can I ask you, truth be told again.
Yeah.
Sir, for a senior officer to get away with corruption charges versus a junior officer to get away with the corruption charges, are they the same?
Does a senior it is not true. There was a DG rank officer who was being taken to task.
I'm sure they are. They
DG
are.
DG rank. DG rank.
There are exceptions.
DG rank. No, not exception. That much. See. To borrow for anything to be proved even against the worst criminal in the court, we have to prove it beyond a shadow of doubt. So why not treat the IPS and other officers also with the same kind of justice? For every criminal, we have to prove the case beyond a shadow of doubt. So when there is a shadow of doubt about these officers, you can't just hang them like that just because you have pleasure in hanging the senior police officers. But in where relevant evidence was there, action was taken. Nobody, you know, any other case, the case which I mentioned also, one could have helped him. No, nobody helped.
There is corruption.
Everywhere. The whole country is corrupt, my dear sir. Transparency International gives you a highest rank in corruption.
Correct.
That's a country.
Correct.
Police is part of the country.
You are saying that whatever the country standards are, as far as the correction of corruption is concerned, also should be the police standard? Is that what you're saying?
Come back to my statement. This is the only department which loves flagging itself and removing their own cancerous growth by dissecting them and taking department action and eliminating them. This is the one department where the highest amount of self-correction takes place. So, you know, I'm not justifying police corruption by any chance. Not at all. I am saying, on the other hand, compared to all other departments, this is a department where a large number of people are punished.
You are a person who has broken the backbone of Mumbai crime. Sir, what is your biggest achievement as joint CP?
My biggest achievement, I want to say, without being sounding very otherwise, keeping the sanity, keeping the family with me, and bringing up the children, and coming out of this thing in one piece, because it's excruciating to be in that kind of a situation. So achievement of bringing law and order and controlling the crime, all that apart, that's all right. Anybody else maybe in my place should have done or would have done. I don't take any credit at all. I never took credit for anything. I gave credit to all my people. It's a Mumbai police achievement. And so that way, I will say the biggest achievement for me is to stay in front of you and give you this interview at the age of 66 without any medical issue, without a family divorce, and without the children going wayward, everything intact, and they're doing wonderfully well. That is my biggest achievement.
That's very nice. So we take another short break. We'll come back with a new section.